Chamishi. And the pasuk continues, Loi sate, you shall not twist and pervert. Mishpat evyoncha, the judgment of your poor person. Berivai, in his dispute. Rashi explains the lashon of dal and the lashon of evyon. Earlier in pasuk Gimel we saw vidal loi sate berivai. And over here it calls a poor person an evyon. He explains the lashon of dal means somebody who is detached. Detached from possession, all his possessions. He doesn't have anything. Evyon is the lashon of oived, to long. He longs to have good things and nice things. Two different lashonis concerning aniyim. And the Mefarshim speak about what is the difference between this pasuk and pasuk Gimel. They both say, you shall not twist and pervert the din Torah of a poor person. The Chizkuni learns that pasuk Gimel is referring to perverting it in his favor. The dal leisad abarivai, do not glorify the dal and make him win the din Torah. Basha Enkein pasuk Vav is telling you, do not pervert the din Torah to go against him. Others learn that both psukim are referring to perverting the din Torah in his favor. It's just that pasuk Vav is referring to an evyon, and an evyon is even poorer than a dal. And you might have thought that an evyon, you are allowed to pervert the din Torah in his favor. Therefore the pasuk says, even by an evyon, the ani of aniyim, the lowest ani, he also shall not win the din Torah just because you have rachmanis on him. So Rashi evyoncha, lashon oive, a lashon of longing. Shehu meduldal, he is detached from his possessions. V'ta'av l'chol toiva, and desiring all good. So really the word dal is from meduldal, and evyon is from oive. And the pasuk continues, midvar sheker tirchak, from words of falseness, you shall further yourself. V'naki mitzadik al tarig, one who is clear, and one who is a tzadik, you shall not kill. Ki le'atzdik rasha, I will not be matzdik, I will not call righteous the rasha. And Rashi explains, where do we know that if somebody comes out of a din Torah to be chayiv, he's chayiv misa, and now somebody pops up and says, I have witnesses that can say that this person is innocent. How do we know that we bring him back? The pasuk says, "Vinaki al tarei," one who is actually clean, he is innocent. Do not kill, even though he came out of Bezdin chayiv, not a tzaddik, but he came out chayiv. Vinaki al tarei, bring him back, because you do not kill a naki. How do we know the other way? That if he came out of Bezdin zakai, a tzaddik, that we do not bring him back. If somebody says, "I can bring witnesses to say that he's chayiv," because the pasuk says, "Vitzaddik al tarei," one who came out of Bezin as a tzaddik, do not kill, do not bring him back to be killed. If you have witnesses saying otherwise, ki le'atzdik Russia, because in my Bezin I will not be matzdik and call righteous this Russia. I have plenty of ways to treat him and punish him and to give him what is due to him. Zot Rashi, v'noki v'tzadik al tarek, minai in liyotzim mi bezin. How do you know somebody who comes out of bezin? Chayiv, convicted. V'omar echad, yeshni limud olav zichus. One says that I can argue in his favor, shemach zirin oisei. We bring him back to bezin in order to prove that he is innocent. Tamal loyma, the pasuk says, v'noki al tarek, one who is innocent you shall not kill. V'afal pishen et tzadik, this person was not a tzadik in Bezdin, shilin et tzadik be'Bezdin, he was not considered righteous in Bezdin, mikol makim noki hu midin misa, he is innocent from misa, shara yesh l'chol l'zakoisei, because you have witnesses that can say that he's innocent. But how do we know the other way? Uminayin liyoyz mi Bezdin zakai, one who comes out of Bezdin, zakai, v'omar echod yeshli lumad olav chayva, and somebody says, I can prove it that he is chayiv. She'ein machzir noy, say we do not bring him back, lebezdin. Tamal loymar v'tzadik al tarik, one who is a tzadik. This is referring to tzadik coming out of Bezdin as a tzadik. V'zed tzadik she'nit tzadik be'bezdin. He's called a tzadik because he was righteous in Bezdin. How do we know we do not bring him back? Because it says, Al Tarek, do not bring him back to kill him. Ki le'atzdik Rasha, eno lechalach zira, you don't have to bring him back. Ki ani le'atzdikenu bidini, because I will not call him righteous in my dine Torah. Im yetzi miyotcha zakai, if he will come out of your din Torah, zakai. Yesh li shluchim harba, I have many messengers, lehamisoi, to kill him, b'miso shen ischayev bo, with the misa that he is chayev to get. So therefore you do not have to bring him back, I will take care of it at a later date. Zak de pasuk v'sheichad le'sikach, a dayan shall not take a bribe. Ki ha-sheichad ya'aver pikchim, because a bribe will blind the ones who can see. Rashi says it can mean literally somebody who can see will become blind by taking a bribe. Second of all, he says somebody who sees in Torah will become blind, which means he will forget his learning. V'salef, a bribe perverts divrei tzadikim, righteous words. Even somebody that wants to have a clear mind and paskin correctly will be perverted through the bribe. Zok Rashi, v'shoichad laisikach, do not take a bribe. Afilu lishpat emes, this is referring to even to judge correct and truthful in the Din Torah. V'kolshken k'dei lahatis es adin, definitely you shall not take a bribe to pervert the din. Shari k'dei lahatis es adin, concerning perverting the din, nema kfar laisat mishpat. The pasuk says, in pasuk vav, laisat mishpat, do not pervert the din. So we know already not to pervert the din in a false way. So what does it mean here? It means don't take a bribe even to be done and judged correctly. Because a bribe is ya'aver pikrim. It blinds one who can see. Afilu chacham bat Torah. Even one who is a chacham in Torah. V'noitel sheichad, and he takes a bribe. Saif shetitroif daita olav. His mind will become confused. Bishtakeach talmudai, and he will forget his learning. So according to this pshat, ya'aver pikrim is referring to blinding talmidei chachamim in their learning. And then Rashi ends on, v'yichem or enov. It will also dim the light of his eyes, which seems to take the pasuk literally to say that he will become blind. V'salef, it will pervert, k'darkumoy makalkel, to ruin. Divrei tzadikim, devarim hamut tzudakim, righteous words. Mishpate emes, a correct judgment. Chen targumoy, targum also says, piskamin teritzim, words that are yesharim, correct and straight. And the pasuk says, "V'ger lo silchas, you shall not oppress a ger." Na'atem yedatem es nefesh ager, because you know the soul of a ger. Ki gerim heisem ve'eretz Mitzrayim, because you were gerim in the land of Mitzrayim. Even though the pasuk had already said in Perik Chaf Beis, pasuk Chaf, "V'ger lo soinev ve'lo silchasenu," Rashi says that the Torah repeats it many times because a ger is suroi ra. He is very easily turned back to his old ways. Therefore, do not bother him, do not abuse him, because that will send him back to becoming a goy. Zok Rashi, the ger lo silchatz. Do not oppress a ger. B'harba mekomis zira tara al ger, b'pnei shesurei ra. The Torah, in many places, warns against bothering a ger because his turning is bad. He will go back very easily to his old ways. Es nefesh ager, the soul of a ger. Kama kosher lo kishalechen, I say. What does it mean, you know the soul of the ger? You know how much it bothers you when they oppress him, because you were also bothered in that way. Zakta pasuk vayita v'shei shonim tizra asatzecha, for 6 years you shall plant your land. Vosafto es tivuoso, and bring in her produce. Vahashvias, but on the 7th year tishmetena, let it go, unetashta, and leave it alone. What is the double lashon of by shmita, you should let it go and leave it alone? Rashi says two pshatim. One pshat is tishmetena, let it go from doing avoida, do not do work in the fields on Shemitah. Unetashta, and leave it alone from eating certain foods after Zman Abir, after the time it was removed. What does that mean? The halacha is that during the 7th year, if certain foods become removed and don't exist anymore in the fields, they are finished from the fields, then this food you are not allowed to eat in your house either during the 7th year. That is called Achila Achar Zman Habir. And that is what Unetashta is referring to, the halacha of eating after the Zman Habir. Rashi says, the second shot, that both words are referring to working in the fields. But Tishmetana means let it go and do not do the major work of plowing and planting. Unetashta, and don't even do lighter work of being milazabel umilakashkesh, from fertilizing and covering the roots with straw. Va'ochlu evyoni amecha, and the fruit and the produce of Shemitah will be eaten by the poor people of your land. The Yisram, and that which is left over, toicha chayas hasode, the beasts of the field will eat. And the reason why the pasuk juxtaposes Evyoni Amecha to Chayes HaSadeh, to teach you that there is no din of Meiser, of giving Meiser during the 7th year of the Shemitah year. Just like Chayes HaSadeh eat without giving Meiser, Evyoni Amecha can also eat without giving Meiser. Ketase lecharmecha lizeisecha. So you shall do to your vineyards and to your olive groves. Since the pasuk started off saying Artzecha, v'shei shonim tizra'as Artzecha, that is referring to a typical regular field. Pasuk continues that Shemitah also applies to your vineyards and your olive groves. Sheishes yomim tasa masecha, for 6 days you shall do your work, referring to work for 6 days of the week. Uvayom hashvi'i tishbos, and on the 7th day you will rest. Rashi explains the reason why Shabbos is thrown in the middle of the parasha of Shemitah is because since the whole year of Shemitah is called Shabbos, it's called the year of rest, you might think that the Shabbos Bereishis, the Shabbos which we remember, the first Shabbos that Hashem rested, maybe you would think that this Shabbos does not exist during Shemitah. Since the whole year is a Shabbos, we don't have a regular Shabbos. Zok the pasuk, yes, regular Shabbos also exists during Shemitah. L'ma'an yonuach, Sharcha v'chamarecho, in order that he will rest, your shor and your chamar, which means that your ox and your donkey shall rest on Shabbos and not do work for you. But it does not mean that your ox cannot pluck out grasses from the field. That is not considered a rest for an animal. And also the son of your amo, which means your eved kanani, should also rest. As Rashi says over here, it is referring to an eved kanani that did not have a bris meal yet. And your ger, toshav, shall also rest. The reason why Rashi says that Ben Amoscha is referring to an Eved Ha'arul, an Eved Knani that did not have a Bris Mila, and the Ger over here is referring to a Ger Toshav, is because this pasuk was already said in Parashas Yisroi by the Aseres HaDibros. It says over there, Ato Vincho Vitecho Avdecho Va'amosecho V'Gercho Asher Bisharecho. All these people have to rest. So why is it repeated over here? So it's repeated over here because over there it is talking about a regular Eved Kanani. Over here it is speaking about an Eved Kanani Ha'orl. And over there it is talking about a Ger Tzedek. And over here it's talking about a Ger Toshav. Uvechoil asher amarti aleichem. And everything that I have said to you, tishomeru, you shall watch. Rashi explains that this is telling you that every asay also has a lois asay. Uvechoil asher amarti aleichem. Everything I said to you, every asay, tishomeru, also has a Lashon Shmira, and Lashon of Shmira is referring to a Lav. It also has a Lav. Chachamim explains that because of this, we have the reason of Aseh Doich Alois Aseh. We know if you do an action, and this thing is an Aseh, a Mitzvah Aseh, and at the same time it is also being over a Lois Aseh, we say you can do it. Because Aseh Doich Alois Aseh. The Mitzvah Aseh pushes off and overrides the Lois Aseh. Sifsei Chacham says, this is the reason for this din. Because since every asay is also a lois asay, so it comes out when one performs the mitzvah asay, he's being makayim an asay and a lois asay. And that's why asay doicha lois asay, because in essence it is an asay and a lois asay that is being doicha the lois asay. Mishem Elohim Acherim, and the names of other gods, lois askiru, you shall not mention. Do not say, meet me on the side of this Avodah Zarah. Meet me on the day of this Avodah Zarah. Do not mention the names of Avodah Zarah. Lo yishoma al picha, it shall not be heard through your mouth. Which means, do not make a partnership with the guy. This way, the guy will swear to you in the name of his Avodah Zarah. So in order to avoid that, do not have a shutfist with the guy. In order that, lo yishoma al picha, the name of his Avodah Zarah should not be heard because of you. Shalosh v'golim tachoy li bashanah. Three festivals you shall celebrate for me during the year. And again, the reason why this is repeated over here is to tell you that Sholosh Regalim apply even during the Shemitah year. Because I might have thought that since the Regalim have names that have to do with planting and plowing, Shavuos is called Chag HaKotzir, Sukkot is called Chag HaOsif, bringing in the Tvua, reaping the Tvua. So you might think in a year that there is no Kotzir and Osif, there is no din of Sholosh Regalim. Therefore the Pasuk says, no, Sholosh Regalim also apply during the year of Shemitah. It's Chag HaMatzos Tishmar, the festival of Matzos you shall watch. Shivas Yomim Toichal Matzos, for 7 days you shall eat Matzos. Kasher Tivisicha, just like I have commanded you. L'moyed Chodesh Ovid, at the time of year, the month that things ripen. Rashi says Tupshatim in what the word Aviv means. Either it means Be'ibeha, stalks, it is the month that things ripen in its stalks, or it's a Lashon of Av. First, Av Ubechar, the first month that things ripen. Kiva Yotzam Mitzrayim, Yotzasim Mitzrayim, because in that month you have left and exited Mitzrayim. V'lo yero fonai rekom, do not see my face empty-handed. When you come during the Sholosh Regalim to be Oyla Regel, you should bring Karbonois Oylois Re'iyam. The Chag HaKotzir, and the festival of Kotzir referring to Shavuos, Bikurei Ma'asecha, which is the first of your work. The reason why Shavuos is called Bikurei Ma'asecha is because we bring the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos, and after the Shtei HaLechem is brought, the new Tfuah is allowed to be used for Menachos. So therefore it is the first of your work, because after Shtei HaLechem, after Shavuos, you can use the Chadosh, the new Tfuah, for the Menachos. It is also considered first because it is the time when we bring Bikurim, the first fruits, to the Kain. Asher Tizra Basoda, that you will plant in the field. The Chag HaOsif and Sukkot, which is called the festival of bringing in, when you bring in the Tvua into the house. B'tzeis Hashana, at the end of the year, when the year goes out. Ibn Ezra means the year is going out and the new year is coming in. Because really Sukkot is really at the beginning of the next year. The asbicha es maasecha min asadeh. When you bring in your work in the field, since it is right before the rainy season, everything must be brought in. That's why Shavuos is called Chag HaOsef, the festival of bringing in the tefuah. Shalosh pa'amim bashana, three times a year, Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos, Yeruah kol zechurcha, all your males shall be seen el panei ha'odin Hashem, before the Master Hashem, to bring karbonis. By sizbach al chometz dam zivchi, do not shecht when there is chometz in your house the blood of my carbon. The carbon Pesach, which is brought on Yud Dalet Nisan, should not be shechted when there is still chametz in your house. You must get the chametz out before you shecht the carbon Pesach on the 14th day. V'lo yolin, and you shall not leave overnight, chelev chagi, the fat of my carbon, of the karbonis brought for my festival, ad boiker, until the morning, which means that the karbonis should not be off the mizbeach later than alois hashachar. By alois hashachar, it must be already on top of the mizbeach. Reishis bikurei ad moscha, the first of the ripening of your land, tavi beis Hashem alekecha, bring to the house of Hashem your God. This is the mitzvah of bikurim. The first fruit of the shivas haminim are brought to the kohen. When somebody sees a fig, for example, that ripened, he ties a piece of grass around it, and he says, Harezu bikurim. And the reason why the pasuk is mentioning bikurim over here in the middle of the parasha of Shemitah is to tell you that even though Meiser does not apply by Shemitah, like we said earlier, bikurim does apply even during the Shemitah year. Do not cook a young animal in its mother's milk. This is the law of basar b'cholov, eating and cooking basar b'cholov together. It is stated three times, once over here, once in Parshas Kisisa, and again in Parshas Re'eh, to tell you, an Isser Bishel, one is not allowed to cook basar b'cholov together, and if basar b'cholov was cooked, then there is an Isser Achila and an Isser Hana. You are not allowed to eat it or have Hana. And that is the reason why it is stated three times. Zot Rashi Pasuk Yud. For 6 years you shall plant your land, Vosafta es Tvuasa. It means bringing the tefuah into the house. The pasuk says you will bring it into your house. But on the seventh year, tishmetena, let it go, me'avoida, unetashta, and leave it alone, me'achila achar zman habir. Rashi is bothered by the double lashon, and he says tishmetena is referring to the actual work in the fields that one is not allowed to do. Unetashta is referring to eating after the zman habir, like we explained. Once this produce or this fruit was kolam in asodeh, it's not in the field anymore, one is not allowed to eat it in his house either on Shemitah. Dava acher, the other pshat is that it is referring to, both of these words are referring to working. Tish metena me avoid the gemura. Leave it alone and don't do avoid the gemura. Kigayin charisha uzriya, plowing and planting. Unatashta, the other word unatashta is referring to milazabel umilakashkesh. Do not fertilize during Shemitah and do not cover the roots with straw. The Yisram Teicha Chayas Asodeh, and what remains will be eaten by the animals. Lahakish Machal Evyoin Lamachish Chaya. We are comparing the eating and the food of the Evyoin, of the poor person, to what the Chaya eats. Ma Chaya Eicheles Blei Meiser, just like a Chaya can eat without giving Meiser, Af Evyoinim Eichlin Blei Meiser. The poor people can also eat during Shemitah without giving Meiser. Mikan Amru, from here the Chacham said, Ein Meiser B'Shvias. There is no halacha of giving Meiser during Shvias. Ketas lecharmacha, this halacha applies by vineyards and olive groves. Utchilas hamikvah medaber b'sodeh halavan. The beginning of the pasuk was referring to the white field, a plain field. It is called sodeh halavan because typically these open fields of grain do not have trees in it. The pasuk starts off for 6 years, you shall plant your land, referring to an open field. Now it is also adding vineyards and olive groves. And on the seventh day, Tishbois, you shall rest. The reason why the pasuk is bringing in Shabbos over here is to tell you, even during the Shemitah year, do not uproot Shabbos Bereshis, the regular Shabbos, Mimikoima, from its place. Shalai Toimar, one shall not say, Hoyal v'chol ha'shona kuya Shabbos, since the whole year is called a rest, Leitinik b'Shabbos Bereshis. Maybe the Shabbos Bereshis, the regular Shabbos, does not apply. Therefore the pasuk says it does. L'ma'an yonuach shorcha v'achamarecho. If you work for 6 days, then you will be able to give a rest to your shor and chamar on Shabbos. Tein lo niyoch. Give it a rest. Lahatir shi heitoilish va'ich lasov min akarka. It is coming to be matir and to allow that an animal is allowed to eat and pull grasses from the ground. That is not considered work. Maybe you have to lock up an animal in your house. You can say this is not considered a rest, but rather it is considered pain. And that is why the pasuk is saying he is allowed to pluck the grasses from the earth. Ben Amoscha, the son of your Amma should rest. It's talking about an Eved that does not have a bris milah, and the reason for this is because Rashi says already in Parshas Yisroi, by the pasuk over there, when it says that a Eved Kanani cannot do work, it is referring to a regular Eved Kanani that had a bris milah. The Hager, since the pasuk of Ger in Parshas Yisroi was talking about a Ger Tzedek, here it's referring to a Ger Toshav. A Ger Toshav is a Ger that lives in Eretz Yisroel, a guy that lives in Eretz Yisroel, and is mekabel upon himself not to worship Avodah Zarah. So he is not allowed to do work on Shabbos. It is a machloikis amongst the Rishonim if it means he is not allowed to do work for himself, or it only means that he cannot do work for a Jew. This pasuk is telling you that every positive commandment is also a lav. Anytime the pasuk says a lashon of shmira, azarahi, it's a warning. B'makom lav, it is instead of saying loy. So if the pasuk says everything I tell you, you shall watch, it means every asay has also a lois asay. Lois askiru, do not mention the name of avodah zarah. Shelo yomer loy, you should not tell your friend. Shemar li b'tzad avodah zarah plainis, wait for me on the side of this avodah zarah. Oy tamid imi b'yam avodah zarah plainis, or stand with me on the day of this avodah zarah. That is considered mentioning the name of avodah zarah. Davar acher, another pshat in the reason why it juxtaposes the pasuk of uvechol asher amarte aleichem tishomeru next to v'shem elim acherim, which is avodah zarah. Davar acher uvechol asher amarte aleichem tishomeru v'shem elim acherim leisaskiru l'lamedcha. The juxtaposition comes to teach you Sheshkula Avodah Zarah Keneged Kol HaMitzvahs, that Avodah Zarah is considered equal to all the mitzvahs, Kulan, all of them. V'anizor ba k'shomer Kulan, one who is careful in Avodah Zarah is like he keeps all the mitzvahs. And we see this also in Parsha Shalach, where the pasuk over there also compares all the mitzvahs to the Avera of Avodah Zarah. Ayin Rashi Parsha Shalach Perek Tesvav Pasuk Chaf Beis. Lo Yishama Al Picha, it should not be heard the name of the Avodah Zarah from a goy. Alpicha, through you. You shall not make a partnership with the goy. And then he will swear to you, the goy, with his Avodah Zarah. Nimseis, it comes out. You are the cause that the Avodah Zarah was mentioned because of you. So don't do that either. Sholosh Regalim, three festivals. It also means pa'amim, times. The Osain said by Bilam, the donkey said by Bilam, you hit me these three times. So here also Shalosh Regalim, three times a year. The first yontif is Chag HaMatzos, and it is in the month of Aviv, Chodesh HaAviv. Shatfua mismalis by Bibeho, the tuf is filled up in its stalks. Bibeho, in its stalks, that's what Aviv means. Some put a Dover Acher here, and have the gears of Dover Acher. Aviv Lashon Av, Aviv is a Lashon of Av, a father. Bechor v'rishon levashal peres. It is the first month to ripen the fruits. So we have two pshatim in Aviv, either stalks or a Lashon of first. V'lo yirov fonei reikom, my face shall not be seen empty-handed. Kishetavo liris ponei v'regolim, when you will come to see my face. On the Yomim Tovim, heviu li oilis, bring for me karbonos oilis. Chag HaKotzir, it is the yontif of Shavuos. Bikurim Asecha, it is the first of your work. Shehuzman Havos Bikurim, it is the time that you bring Bikurim. Sheshtei Halechem Haboim Batzeres Hoyematirim Hachodosh L'Menachos, because the Shtei Halechem that is brought on Shavuos is matir the new tefua for Menachos. The carbon ha'omer that is brought on Pesach allows you to eat the new tefua, but for Menachos you're still not allowed to use the new tefua until you bring the Shtei Halechem on Shavuos. Will have bikurim, and after the shtei lechem you can bring the first fruit lemigdash to the mikdash. Shenemar uviyoyim habikurim. We see that Shavuos is also called biyoyim habikurim because it is the yontif that things are done first, first for chadash, first for bikurim. Zot Rashi v'chag ha'osif, hu chag asukos. Ba'os b'chos ma'asecha, when you bring in your work, shekol yimosacham ha'tfua misya beshes besodes. The whole summer the tfua is drying out in the fields. Uvechag, and at the time of sukos, Oisvim Oisa El Abayas Mibnei Akshamim. You bring in the Tfua into the houses because of the rain. That's why Sukkot is called Chag HaOsif. Shalosh Pa'amim, 3 times a year, Fisha in Midaber B'Shvias, since this whole parasha is talking about Shvias, Hotzrich Lomer Shleis Aku Shalosh Regolim Im Kaimon. The Pasuk has to tell us that the Shalosh Regolim also apply during the Shemitah year. As the Mepharshim explained, you shall not think that since it's called Chag HaKotzer and Chag HaOsif, things that have to do with agriculture, and agriculture is Osir during the year of Shemitah, you might think the regalim do not apply, kamash malan, that they do. Kol zechorecha hazecharim shebecha. It means your males bring the karbonos oiles. Like sizbach al chametz, one shall not shecht the carbon pesach when there is chametz. Like sishchare es a pesach biyudal benisan ad shetevaer hachametz. Do not shecht the carbon pesach on the 14th day of Nisan until you rid yourself of the chametz. V'lo yolin chelav chagi. Do not leave overnight the fat of my karbonos, chuslim is beach, off the mizbeach, ad boiker, until the morning. Yochel af al hamarocha yifsel belina. You might think that even on the mizbeach itself, it is possible belina, if it wasn't burnt yet. Tam loimer al moikta, on the fire, al mizbeach kol laila. On the mizbeach a whole night. It is enough to bring it on the mizbeach a whole night in order not to be over the lav of Baal Tolin. Velo yolin, ein lina ela b'amod ha-shachar. The isra of lina takes effect at the break of dawn, b'amod ha-shachar. Shenema ad boiker. It says ad boiker. Aval kol halayla yochel halayse min aritzva l'mizbeach. A person has the whole night to raise it and bring it up from the floor onto the mizbeach in order not to be over the lav. Reishis bikuri ad moscha. The first of the ripening of your fruit. Af hashviyas chayevis bibikurim. The Shemitah year also has dinim that the fruit that were grown during that year should be brought as bikurim. That's why it says over here in the parasha of Shemitah the mitzvah of bikurim. Ketzad, how does a person give and separate bikurim? Adam nichnas l'teich sadeu. A person enters his field v'roya te'ena shebachra, and he sees a fig that ripened korech olel gemi. He ties on it a piece of grass l'simin as a sign umakdisha, and he is magdishin, and he says harei zu bikurim. Ve'en bikurim elo mishivas haminim. And Bikurim only applies by the 7 minim ha'amurim b'mikra in Devarim. Eretz Chita, Sa'ara, Gefen, Te'ena, Rimon, v'chulam. Le'sevash el gedi, one shall not cook gedi. Af egel v'cheves b'chlal gedi. Do not think a gedi means a goat, but even a calf and a sheep are also included in the lashon of gedi. She'en gedi ele lashon vlad rach. All gedi means a young and tender child. A young and tender animal. Since we find in many places in the Torah, it writes Gedi, and it has to write afterwards Izim. So if Gedi means a goat, you do not have to write Izim afterwards. Elamai Gedi just means a young animal. Kigoin Anoichi Ashalach Gedi Izim, Es Gedi Ha Izim, Shnei Gedoi Izim. So we see many times it says Gedi together with Izim, proving that the word Gedi does not mean a goat. La'medcha shekomak mishenem a Gedi stam, when it says Gedi alone, af egel v'cheves b'mashma, even a calf and a sheep is also included in that word. V'gimel mekoymes nichta b'torah. There are 3 places that it says the lav of loisavasha Gedi b'chalev imoy in the Torah. Here, in Parshas Kisisa, and also in Parshas Re'ed. Echad l'isra achilo. One is for the isra of eating it. V'echad l'isra hano. One is for the isra of having benefit from it. The echad the isra bishul, the isra of cooking it. And in the Gemara it says that the isra of achila and hano mid the araisa is only after bishul. Once it is cooked, then there is an isra of achila and hano. But achila and hano does not apply mid the araisa if you just mix them together without cooking them.